Hey everyone, welcome back out to Winter Park. Vikings OTA is going on right now. We found NFL Network's Randy Moss, who's here locally and likes to come out and check out the Vikings every now and then, especially when there are some newsy things going on. And today and this week there have been, and General Manager Rick Spielman was speaking to you and just curious about some of your takeaways from his media session.
Well, the whole Teddy Bridgewater dynamic, I think everybody finds fascinating. The release of the video on Tuesday, maybe the tactical reasons behind that, whether or not he got into all of them or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody that is around the Vikings is enamored with Bridgewater just from a personal perspective. He's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. And so it was nice to see the video, and everyone wants to know, does that mean that there's a chance that he'll play in 2017?
Yeah.
TBD, obviously, right. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. General Manager Rick Spielman also addressed the Mike Zimmer situation. Of course, he's not out here at OTAs. You know, we're around this all the time, and we think about this every day. But from a national perspective, what are some of the takeaways that you've been observing?
Obviously, from a national perspective, with eight eye surgeries, there are some questions. There's a little bit of people just wondering what are the possibilities that he might not be available at some point further than this down the road, long-term ramifications from all this. I think Spielman addressed that today, and they're pretty confident, fingers crossed, that this will be the last, the eighth surgery will be the last. And I thought it was also pretty interesting, not that this is a lighthearted matter at all, but Rick sort of joked a little bit about Zimmer's work ethic and about his intensity and about the fact that, reading between the lines, he may not have been the greatest patient at times during all of this, that he might have maybe pushed the envelope a little bit for doctor's orders to be with the team and to do his work. And now he's 12 hours away and he can't come to the office. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Presuming that things go according to plan here for the rest of the offseason program, when we get down to Mankato, what are the one or two things that you're looking for from this team to improve upon so that they can get back to competing for a division title in 2017?
Well, offensive line is obviously, I think, first and foremost. And it's not as if the Vikings didn't try to address the offensive line last year, because they did. I mean, I remember as we went into training camp at Mankato last year, if I'm not mistaken, the Vikings had a higher percentage of their salary cap designated for the offensive line than any team in the NFL. So they made an effort to do it. It just, various circumstances, injuries, some guys didn't pan out, it didn't work. So now they've sort of hit the reset button on it, and they bring in Reef and bring in other rimmers on the offensive line to help. So I think that's going to be the primary area of focus.
And then you look at the receiver position too. You know, you have Diggs and Thielen coming back, had strong seasons last year, and you know, you talk about they tried to address the offensive line position a number of years, and you look at receiver, they bring in Michael Floyd, they draft two receivers, they draft a tight end and Bucky Hodges, who can maybe help in the receiving game. You feel like this team is putting weapons around Sam Bradford?
If Bradford has time to throw, and the expectation is with the changes in the offensive line that he will, then he's certainly seems to have a lot more tools at his disposal. And when we mention things to watch for in Mankato, I sort of neglected to mention Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray. But Cook primarily, I think Vikings fans are very excited about the prospect that that he might really bring an extra spark to the offense.
Lots of offensive talk, you know?
Yes, definitely. For a team that's been defensive-oriented, lots of offensive talk.
Yeah. All right, well, you can catch more of that talk with Randy Moss on NFL Network and, of course, right here on Vikings.com, so stay tuned.